Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Manchester City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the Gao Studios in Houston, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, thanks for taking the time to join me tonight. And we do have an MLS Cup. It is Columbus hosting Portland as the higher seed getting to host the MLS Cup. And stop the nonsense. No LA, no New York. This isn't interesting. If you truly follow the league, this is interesting because it has been a remake in Columbus. It's been a long time coming for Portland. So this will be a very, very interesting MLS Cup this weekend. Two teams, that have ended up at the top of the mountain here in Major League Soccer, and it'll be a quick turnaround for Columbus and Portland. Very exciting. Tonight I'll have on Dwight Burgess, who's the Columbus Crew play-by-play man. He's been around the team since the inception of the league in 96. We'll get a little bit of a temperature on what is happening in Columbus when it comes to excitement. And Dwight will bring that to us. We'll talk a little bit about how the manager, Greg Berhalter, has sort of changed things, and the structure of the Columbus Crew has changed in quite a way, which might relate here to Houston and the things and the changes that have occurred here in Houston, Texas, with the Dynamo structure. And, of course, now the thought that potentially the Dynamo and 51% of the controlling interest of the team will go to Gabriel Brenner and two unnamed. Who are these anonymous men that could be a part of this group for the Houston Dynamo and Gabriel Brenner to buy 51% of the team, the controlling interest, or actually it'll be more than that, and ultimately remove AEG from being involved, which obviously, Don Garber in Major League Soccer would like from a bigger perspective and standpoint. And boy, who can ever? Nobody can throw stones at AEG, because without AEG, there would be no league right now. In Philip Anschutz. So Dwight Burgess, the Crew play-by-play man, will also check in with Robbie Earle, the former Premier League player and NBC analyst. We'll bounce a number of Premier League topics off him. And by the way, I also once did a Portland game. Portland. On an SOS call, pulled me out of the Caribbean off a vacation. I only had one day to go anyway, so I was on my way home to Washington, D.C. To fill in and call a game, and that's when I first met Robbie Earle. And it's been a nice friendship since from a soccer perspective. Comes on the show all the time and does a great job on NBC. Also, we'll reach back in Houston soccer history. Again, I like to remind people, professional soccer in the late 60s here with the Houston Stars, into the 70s, the Houston Hurricanes, into the 80s with the Houston Dynamos, plural, with an S, and then the 90s, the indoor game, with the Houston Hotshots, who, by the way, was owned by Giorgio Berlenghi, an Italian who was a big Serie A fan. Giorgio, excellent man, all these owners, great guys, but also Alfredo Brenner, the brother of Gabriel, who's involved with the Houston Dynamo. So it's a small world, and there's a lot that's come before that we need to glance back at every once in a while just to make sure we have an understanding of where we are now, because for some people, it's a brand-new stadium. For others, like me, it was playing in a high school stadium, professional soccer against Sheffield United from England, or empty NFL stadiums. But it was all good. And nobody's taken anything back, by the way. There's no do-overs in my book. It happens, and it was a great time period, and it's been an incredible reference point for me in seeing the growth of the sport in this country. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. the number. Want your opinion tonight here on Columbus and Portland. Do you think it loses luster because we don't have a big media market from a playing perspective and an interest if you were a deep MLS fan? 713-780-3776. Dynamo making a bunch of moves today, a bunch of contracts declined. I'll get into that today, but a number of names in there, including Nathan Sturgis, Jermaine Taylor. Now, it doesn't mean somebody could be re-signed at a lower fee, at a different number. But my assumption is most of these players will be gone. This is the reality of professional sports. You knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. The transformation can't happen without another season. And the Dynamo are going to look to put it together. Owen Coyle currently is over in England looking for players, attending some games there. I believe a Europa League game and some lower league matches in England. So 713-780-3776. What's on your soccer mind here tonight? The MLS Cup is set. The NCAA Women's College Cup is set. Tons of events coming our way here in Houston, Texas. Arsene Wenger getting all kinds of pressure because of the playing of Alexis Sanchez and may have pushed him a bit too far. We can talk about that tonight. Manchester United. It's a slow team. It's slow. It's methodical. It's slow. It's playing in front of defenses. It needs an injection. Wayne Rooney struggling. You know, is Wayne Rooney on the back nine? Or will we find him rededicate himself to the game? What do you think's happening there with Wayne Rooney? Manchester United fan, I'm talking to you. 713-780-3776, the number. Again, we stream at ESPN 975. And also, we always appreciate our great sponsors of this show. 7-Up, Bud Light, Gaspit Law Firm, Bar Munich, of course, Amigo Energy, and Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture, and the gorgeous gal over in West University. All right, so we'll get some phone calls rolling, but first, it was a very historic weekend for a guy who, 4 or 5 years ago, was playing in the fifth tier of English soccer, and this weekend, playing for Leicester City in a 1-1 draw, makes history, a young man named Jamie Vardy.
Right-hand side, looking for his options, and he slides it through. Jamie Vardy, is this the moment? History is made! Jamie Vardy has scored in 11 consecutive Premier League games!
Well, Arlo, I've just said to you about 5 minutes ago, we haven't seen him going towards the goal. He's come to feet every time. On that occasion, Fuchs just has a bit of space in midfield on his right foot, and Jamie Vardy knows exactly where the space is. It's behind the left-sided centre-back. The ball is absolutely perfect. It's in his stride. He takes one touch into the box, and we already know he knows exactly where the goal is. Just watch this. He's away, Fuchs. Now, just watch Vardy's run. He knows where the space is.
Well, we can't watch it, but we can certainly visualize it. And if you watch the game, a 1-1 draw with Manchester United, it was a nice, very well-timed run between two defenders, a beautiful ball played in. But Jamie Vardy, what a story this is. I mean, don't we miss stories like this? They're out there. They happen. Jamie Vardy, 25 years old, is playing in the fifth tier of the league of English soccer. Many a guy has quit the game at that point. Unbelievable. What a story, Jamie Vardy. What a story, Leicester City. And by the way, we have a connection here in Houston to Leicester City. Because 1 year when I played at the Houston Dynamos, the manager was a Leicester City legend for us. Best coach I ever had at the pro level, a man named Keith Weller. Sadly, we lost him to cancer at a very young age. He was snubbed by Major League Soccer in the beginning when they were trying to distance themselves from the NASL. He would have been a perfect manager for young players in 1996 to help get this league off and running. Keith Weller would have been an excellent manager. To this day, learned a lot from him. All right, to the phone lines and Mary. Mary, let's start it off tonight. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
Barry, how are you?
So I want you to break down Arsenal, if you can, and tell me what's wrong with Arsenal. I'm a longtime fan of Arsenal, one of the Houstonians that really aboard the team, but just wanted your professional opinion why they can't get past that hump that's always causing them to be like in fourth place in the Premier League.
Yeah, well, I don't know, and then maybe we'll try to figure out if we want to relate it to a traditional American, Major League Soccer, we could say the New England Revolution, NFL, we could say the Buffalo Bills, why they don't get over the top. I guess it's a great question. I'm not sure I have the answer. I think one of the things people point to, of course, this team is measured by the Invincibles, and it was a team that had Patrick Vieira as a holding midfielder who had a real edge and a real hard side to him and a real leadership quality that I think a lot of people sometimes will say that this version of Arsenal does not have, with the likes of Alexis Sanchez, Mesut Ozil, those types of players. So maybe the leadership side of it, the team building side of it, might be something that I think you could lean into. Could you turn your radio off, Barry, please? Barry, just turn your radio off. So I think that's what a lot of people point to right away. Can you get too comfortable with a singular manager? I mean, nobody's going to say Wenger hasn't been successful. But you always have to look at the arc of a manager and the curve that it goes on. But Arsenal's got a ton of injuries right now. Cazorla also. Alexis Sanchez. So were these players mismanaged? I mean, I think there's going to be a question to that. Danny Welbeck, Jack Wilshere, Rusicki, Walcott, all these guys have had injuries. Coquelin, Arteta. Look, I saw a ton of injuries in Major League Soccer last year. Tons of hamstring injuries. It almost seems like there's more now. But Arsenal is amongst the league leaders in, you know, the injury side of this year in the Premier League. Bournemouth has had a ton of injuries. Newcastle's had them. Everton. Liverpool. I think Manchester United had some struggles with Wayne Rooney. I mean, it is a part of the game. It is a part of the sport. And these horses are being pushed too hard. And it is up to a manager to try to manage the minutes over the course of a season. They're in all kinds of competitions. There's so much money to be made. But then you got these personalities, and this is what makes them great. Like the Lionel Messis, like the Luis Suarez's, who don't want to come off the field. Like the Wayne Rooney's, who don't want to come off the field. And this is where a manager has to be the eyes and protect and take care of these players. So I think Wenger's getting some real criticism for pushing Alexis Sanchez, for overworking him. Maybe not being able to switch up a team and your lineup in games of high pressure and high tension. So, I think we see it in all sports that managers don't like to change things sometimes, but boy, it's got to be tough in this world to be a manager, balancing all the differing tournaments, competitions, and the quality of your players, and making sure that you can convince those that need to rest that they need to rest. 713-780-3776 is a number to call in tonight. 713-780-3776 is a number. Thoughts on Jamie Vardy in Leicester City? Or does anybody even care? Or are you just, are you all just hung up on Manchester United, Chelsea, and the big teams? Or is there a Leicester fan out there? And if you are a Premier League fan, isn't it really healthy to see the success of Leicester? So healthy. Makes the league so much more interesting. That's what makes the Premier League interesting. Or to see a team like Bournemouth, who has an 11,000-seat stadium. There's things happening in Major League Soccer that are making it more interesting, quite frankly. You're going to get the, Patrick Vieira, is he going to respect the league and all that? You know what? If he becomes a train wreck, it's Patrick Vieira's reputation on the line to go coach New York City FC. Let's see what happens. I think it's tremendous for the league. I say New York City FC, you know, why don't you go and try and find another aging midfielder and play them with Frank Lampard and Andrea Pirlo? Because you know what? I want these quality guys over that are stars. The star quality has helped the league. I don't think there's any question. 713-780-3776. So for all the teams that bring the stars and all the owners that bring the stars, thank you. And for FC Dallas, who does it under $4 million with a salary cap and the Red Bulls at 19 and 20 in the league, and you get this far, thank you. You've changed the bar. You've brought possibility. There's no more crying poverty that we don't have enough funds. And, you know, I always want to see the salary cap improve. I'm a players guy. I want to see that improve. But I also want to remind that there's a lot of ways to get it done in Major League Soccer. There's a lot of ways to create your identity. I heard that word identity a lot this weekend with the Columbus Crew, the Portland Timbers, New York Red Bulls. Identity. New York City FC has no identity, except that they bought a lot of stars and they got a good fan base. They don't have an on-field identity. Houston, the Dynamo, let's be honest, is trying to create its new identity. It became known as a hardworking team, dangerous offset pieces. Trying to create a new identity. All right, back to the phone lines. I believe it's Oscar. Oscar, what's on your mind tonight? Thanks for joining the program.
Thanks for having me. How are you doing today?
Very good, sir.
Yeah, just calling. Wanted to talk a little bit about that Manchester-Leicester City game. I'm a huge Manchester United fan. Mm-hmm. It is rough watching us play sometimes because it's such a slow tempo game. Just not used to seeing us play that way. But to speak a little bit on Leicester City, I mean, I like I said, I love Manchester United, but I like these teams that come up with a low budget, you know, coming from the lower leagues and playing really well-coached team football. And it just, these guys, I mean, Riyad Mahrez, I mean, that guy's amazing. He'll probably end up getting bought out by a big club this summer. And, you know, I hate to see those small teams lose those kind of players, but
I do, but you know what?
The ball so good.
You know what, Oscar? You know what was really refreshing to me this year and made the Premier League? You know what I love is when Chelsea waltzes in and thinks they're going to throw a whole bunch of money at John Stones and Everton and they're going to assume that they're going to take it, and they don't, and they keep the kid. To me, I love that kind of stuff. It reminds us there is, you know, sometimes it's not just about the money. It's maybe about building a team. And I love when I see those types of situations come up in relating it to Major League Soccer. I love seeing FC Dallas. I love seeing the New York Red Bulls. These teams on lower budgets getting it done because there are other ways to get it done. And it's also a way to set the bar. So maybe, you know, maybe Everton not allowing the center back John Stones to leave might send a message to a few other teams. Who knows?
Yeah, that'd be good. I would like to see Mara stay in the Premier League and guys like Vardy. I mean, that team's excellent. I honestly didn't know what to expect going into the game, but I'm actually happy with the draw because those guys play really well at home. So appreciate you taking my call. I'll just listen in the rest of the evening. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Oscar, for calling the program there. So there's a Manchester United fan. So Manchester United fan, team needs some pace, needs an injection. Still grinding out results, though. LVG. But you know what I like about Manchester United fans? Their purpose of play means something to them. They got to have that as well, and I think we're seeing that more and more in the world. I think we're seeing that in Major League Soccer. I think fans are beginning to identify with a playing style. We know in Houston a specific playing style and things that are added into the ingredients of how Houston will play in the future can lead to drawing fans. We'll take a break. Thank you, Oscar, for that phone call. Leicester City's a great story. We'll see if they can continue, if they have the depth in the second half of the season. But, boy, they are a great story in the opening part of the Premier League. We'll take a 7-Up break along with the Bud Light break. We'll come back. We got a lot more to go here. 713-780-3776, the number to call in.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gao Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
Welcome back to the show here as we continue on. Hey, soccer fans, don't forget, Amigo Energy reminds you that while November 1st is daylight savings time, any time is time for electricity savings from Amigo Energy. This month's featured product, Assurance 24, the program offers a single all-in rate at all usage levels with no customer service or payment fees. The program is ideal for apartment dwellers or for anyone who doesn't want to use a lot of electricity. If you're tired of getting hit with low usage fees, you're sick and tired of that, or having to pay fees when you call in your payment, Assurance 24 is the program for you. Go to www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Enroll today or call 888-995-9299. 888-995-9299. Sign up for electricity savings today. The Daspit Law Firm, working for you 24-7. The Houston personal injury attorney handles personal injury cases, plant and refinery accidents, medical injury, industrial accident, 18-wheeler accidents, boat, car, and even wrongful death. DaspitLaw.com. Call 713-364-0915. DaspitLaw.com. It's my good friend John Daspit over there. And with the Daspit Law Firm and John, you can rest more assured in times of stress depending on the circumstances of your accident that you have a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side to fight for your right for compensation. You've got to have a hard-hitting personal injury attorney these days on your side. That is John Daspit. That is the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com, 888-273-1045 in English and Spanish. A little sympathy for the devil there. As we come back, 713-780-3776 is the number here. The Houston Dynamo today announcing roster moves. Now, look, we knew this was coming. Tell me how you feel about this at 713-780-3776. Goalkeeper Michael Lisch, all these players have had their contracts declined. Goalkeeper Michael Lisch out of the University of New Mexico, defender A.J. Cochran, Jermaine Taylor, midfielders Luis Garrido, Alexander Lopez, Nathan Sturgis, and then striker Chandler Hoffman. The Dynamo are going to announce additional roster moves before the new year. I mean, we all knew this was coming. So anybody there you would want to potentially re-sign at a lower number out of Michael Lisch, A.J. Cochran, Jermaine Taylor, Luis Garrido, Alexander Lopez, Nathan Sturgis, and or Chandler Hoffman. Again, the Dynamo expecting to make additional roster moves before the new year. You got the MLS waiver draft on December 9th, the re-entry draft. So, you know, there's a lot that can be done in the draft. There's the MLS College Cup and MLS College Draft again. So, a lot going on. 713-780-3776. Let's get a little bit of the temperature over at Facebook Soccer Matters, and let's find out what Dynamo fans are thinking about. Again, 713-780-3776. We also talked Manchester United tonight. Overall team speed. And shortly, we will jump into a game on for 90 in a few minutes as well here. And I've got a couple of thoughts for you in game on for 90 here tonight. All right. So conference championships are over. It's Columbus, Portland. We'll get your thoughts on that. And then the Houston Dynamo today declining the options of several players. So here's what some of the Dynamo fans are saying. Jeff says, Taylor, was he that out of touch with Coyle's scheme? I think that may be more about injury prone and the amount of times you could potentially getting called up to Jamaica. I think the Dynamo are seriously rethinking all the internationals that they have and trying to find a better balance in that area because the Dynamo got hammered. They got damaged goods returned from a lot of this CONCACAF play and Copa America play. You would put Taylor in that category, never played after the Gold Cup, out for the season. You had a good pre-Gold Cup and Copa America from Giles Barnes, second half of it. Not up to it. You have to get more out of one of your marquee players. You got to get more. Can't fade away for the second half of the season. I know he was injured. I know he was tired. I get it, but has to be a way around it. Everard says, sorry to see Lopez, Hoffman, and Sturgis go. Felt they made improvements, and you need those kind of players in the squad. Garrido wasn't the same player from his first year. Taylor was a liability. I'm going to say I think Jermaine Taylor will be the one the Dynamo target to try and bring back. Luis Garrido was very inconsistent. He wasn't the player that first came to the Houston Dynamo. I love his edge. I think he's a wonderful man. I think he's an excellent soccer player. I just woefully inconsistent, much like many of the players in the Dynamo. I mean, who really put together a consistent body of work here this year? Ricardo Clark, Tyler Derrick. Big improvements, I thought, at center back from David Horst. But who was consistent? It's not enough players when it comes to consistency of performance. Carl says Taylor is two times as expensive as Horst. That's why I'm thinking that potentially they may try to re-sign him at a lower number unless they've got their eye on a center back somewhere. Again, I mentioned Owen Coyle is over in England watching games. It's tough putting these teams together. Sean says, sad to see Garrido go out like that. The injury was brutal. No doubt, Sean. Yeah, that was. I'm hoping he's going to continue to have a playing career. And he's young and he can bounce back. Brandon says, was really hoping Sturgis would still be here. My son was taking lessons from him. Great guy. Hope he lands somewhere. So there you go. I don't think there's any question. The Dynamo, from the center of midfield, have to have more threat via the pass, via the eye of the needle pass, the defense splitting pass has to happen. And I don't think there's any question that the overall team speed of the squad has to improve. And that leads us to Game On for 90.
Game on, man.
Here's Glenn Davis.
Game on.
With Game On for 90.
Game on. Well, the clock is on, and we now know if there's one thing to be gleaned from the conference final in Major League Soccer, it is that speed kills. Now, you don't have to be a genius to figure out that all four teams that got to the conference finals in Major League Soccer had great overall team speed, which is a necessity when it comes to putting a soccer team together in any league, in any part of the world, in the modern game. Now, if you're talking about these four teams, you can quickly look to the talent and the speed that they had. FC Dallas, Castillo, New York, Bradley Wright Phillips, Lloyd Sam, Columbus. You move on to Columbus, and there you've got Kai Kamara, outside backs that can get in the attack, Rodney Wallace, and Darlington Nagbe for Portland. All these teams have penetrators. All these teams have players that can pose a threat behind defenses. Players that can break a team shape up. Players that can make an opponent look at you differently just from sheer possibility that someone possesses. Now, yes, overall team speed, individual speed can alter the tactics of an opponent. You better have it. Another thing to be gleaned from these conference championships is the rise of young managers in Major League Soccer. Jesse Marsh in New York, Greg Berhalter in Columbus, Caleb Porter in Portland, Oscar Perea. They're all young managers who have been given opportunity. They have thrived this year. New ideas, vision, and creative ways of looking at the game have been introduced by these managers. In the case of Perea, he's brought a real youth movement to Dallas and has done what no other manager has ever done by playing and blooding young local players. So when you sit down to watch the MLS Cup final this weekend in Columbus, you'll see two teams that clearly have good overall team speed, young, vibrant managers that are bringing fresh ideas to Major League Soccer. It's a good time to be an MLS fan right now. That is Game On for 90. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. How about what we have in Houston? Do we sometimes take a step back and realize what we have? not only do we have an amazing soccer city with professional soccer history and a great youth side of the game, a great adult game, we've got people from all over the world passionate about the game of soccer. But now we have the infrastructure. Thank you, AEG. And, of course, we all remember with the advent of Energy Stadium, you are now a candidate for big-time, big-drawing international soccer matches. And by the way, we had Argentina and Bolivia in BBVA Compass Stadium. What a remarkable night that was for anybody that got to go there that night to see Argentina in that intimate environment. So with that infrastructure married to the amazing soccer community we have, we got it made in the shade down here. We're getting games from other countries coming through. Geographically, we're in a great place. We got the CONCACAF Women's Qualifying in January or February. We got Copa Centenario. Houston couldn't be bypassed as the gateway to Mexico, Central America, and South America. We got three games there for that. Who knows what teams are going to be coming. December 2016, we already have the Men's College Cup at BBVA Compass Stadium, and I'm going to take the lead on that. I'm going to promote that because I think with all the players that Houston provides around the country, both male and female, to the college game, to universities, to colleges, we have to blow that event out of the water. We got to get 10 to 15,000 people there to play. And then we need to use that weekend as a statement for it's about time there are more NCAA Division I men college programs in the state of Texas. But you don't attract these events just by being a great soccer city. You have to have the infrastructure, and we have it. Soccer set to move even higher here in Houston with all these other matches. I don't think there's any question. Be ready. It's happening. And it's with all the international content that comes in town. Some have said to me, oh, this hurts the Dynamo. I don't think it does. They're all opportunities for the Dynamo to attach themselves to the global game. Yeah, we're not the Premier League. We're not La Liga. We're not the Bundesliga. Memo. 90% of the world, 95% of the world, 98% of the world is not when it comes to professional soccer leagues. You can't tell me MLS was not exciting in the playoffs. The question is now, how do you build more consequence and value into the regular season in certain markets, including right here? It's all healthy. It's all good. 713-780-3776. Do you think the addition of international soccer coming through Houston hurts the Houston Dynamo? Because I had a guy tell me that. I almost fell over. Second hour of the show, and we got more to go here. I want to take some of your phone calls at 713-780-3776. Second hour, Robbie Earle, former Premier League player, Dwight Burgess, Columbus Crew play-by-play man, and a reach back in Houston soccer history. One of the former owners of the Houston Dynamo, 1984, John Gaughan, joining us. The Daspit Law Firm, working for you 24-7. Houston personal injury attorney handles personal injury cases. It's anything from plant and refinery, industrial, 18-wheeler accidents, boat, car, wrongful death. All you got to do is go to DaspitLaw.com. John Daspit's the man over there. They've got you covered. DaspitLaw.com, 713-364-0915. They're big supporters of soccer. I want you to support our supporters of soccer on the radio here. It makes a difference, believe me. DaspitLaw.com, and with a Daspit Law Firm and John Daspit, you can rest more assured in times of stress. Depending on the circumstances of your accident, you're comfortable, you're confident, you got a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side to fight for your right for compensation. Daspit Law Firm, 713-364-0915, toll-free, 888-273-1045, both in English and Spanish, DaspitLaw.com. 7-Up break, Tyler.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gao Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
side, looking for his options, and he slides it through. Jamie Vardy. Is this the moment? History is made! Jamie Vardy has scored in 11 consecutive Premier League games!
Arlo White on the call for NBC. And Jamie Vardy and Leicester, top of the Premier League keep. Vardy setting a record there, breaking the record that Ruud van Nistelrooy had held. 11 straight Premier League games with a goal. What a story. Welcome you back and remind you, Amigo Energy wants to remind you that November 1st, it was daylight savings time, but it is always a time to save electricity savings. This month's featured product, Assurance 24, the program offers a single all-in rate, all usage levels with no customer service or payment fees. The program ideal for apartments, I live in an apartment, works for me, or for anyone who doesn't use a lot of electricity. Tired of getting hit with low usage fees or having to pay fees when you call in your payment? Well, Assurance 24 is the program for you. www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Enroll today. Start to save money. You can do it. 888-995-9299. 888-995-9299. And sign up for electricity savings today. And Amigo Energy, by the way, has been a longtime supporter of the game of soccer in Houston. So when I mention these different sponsors here, they keep us on the air, whether it's 7-Up, Bud Light, Bar Munich, Daspit Law Firm, The Gorgeous Gale, Danish Inspirations, Contemporary Furniture, and Jan Christensen. They're keeping us on the air. Mego Energy. So just bear that in mind when you have a choice, because the saleability of the game is important, and we see how sport of soccer in this country has become incredibly saleable. 713-780-3776. I never thought I would believe it, but the nominees are out for the most social MLS player award. First of its kind, the MLS Sashis. I guess that's just people who are doing the most work on Twitter, Facebook, and social media, and I'm sure that the coaches of teams just love this. Well, I got news for coaches. It's a different world. And 95% of the time, these players are representing you very well on Twitter and Facebook, hopefully, and creating a personal touch with the fan. So here are the 16 players that are considered the most social in Major League Soccer. And they are in contention for the award. Quincy Amerikwa, San Jose. A.J. De La Garza, L.A. Didier Drogba, Montreal. Dom Dwyer, Sporting Kansas City. Of course, he gets major props for that first ever selfie with a fan. Maurice Adu, Philadelphia. Brad Evans, Seattle. Andrew Farrell, the New England Revolution. Sebastian Giovinco, Toronto FC. Clint Irwin, Colorado. Sebastian Leggett, L.A. Kaká, Orlando City. Kai Kamara, Columbus. Mike McGee, Chicago. That one surprises me a little bit. I didn't see Mike as such a social media guy. Maybe I should follow him. Dax Bacardi, New York Red Bulls. Joao Plata, Real Salt Lake, and Breck Shea, Orlando City. 713-780-3776 is the number tonight to call in. And by the way, you can follow me on Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock, Facebook Soccer Matters. That's where you get your information for these shows. Now, both Portland and Columbus came home to amazing impact and delirious fans at the airport yesterday. And later on in the show, you'll hear a little bit more of that from Columbus Crew play-by-play man Dwight Burgess. And Ohio State is not playing football in Columbus this weekend, so even more eyeballs and media attention will be on, certainly locally. Do you think it's... Are you interested in the MLS Cup final? Let's put that out there to you. 713-780-3776. Are you interested in the MLS Cup final? I am, because I love what has happened with the Columbus Crew. It's been a remake. It's been a structural change. It's been a comeback. It was dead out there. Precourt came in, bought the team, split it in half. Business side, soccer side, gave the soccer side to Greg Berhalter. What a decision he made. Berhalter's on top of it right now. Fabulous. Great stories. A market that needed a jump start, an injection. Got it. From a new owner. A more hands-on guy. 713-780-3776. The Portland Timbers, well, we all know it was all about the fans and the TIFOs and, well, now it's about results on the field. They had to play in the one-game playoff game, and they've rode themselves all the way to the final. Like the TIFO said, we're riding this bull all the way. And they will have to do it in Columbus. Columbus has got the advantage at home. I don't think there's any question. Two teams with tremendous overall team speed, which makes us think, could this be an up-and-down game, an open game? I'm going to think this is going to be a great MLS Cup final. We've had boring ones in the past. I don't think there's any question. Finals live up to it sometimes. They don't sometimes. But I think there's enough players here with not only pace, but ideas and creativity that they're not going to settle for. Yeah, they're going to want to make a difference. A lot of guys are going to be walking onto that field through that tunnel at Moffrey Stadium. And they're going to be wanting to be the guy that scores the goal, that makes that one significant play that wins an MLS Cup. It's going to be fascinating. ESPN will have the call. I believe Adrian Healy and Taylor Twellman of that game. All kinds of stuff going on in England. People wondering if this whole thing with Diego Costa and Mourinho, what's happening there? Can Mourinho get more out of him? Costa looks slow, sluggish. Arsene Wenger getting criticized, another manager for riding Alexis Sanchez too much. All kinds of rumors about player movement. I also liked how Columbus, even though they celebrated, seems to be a real refocus. If you're a manager right now, you got to refocus both the Columbus crew and you got to refocus Portland, which shouldn't be a very difficult job, one would think. 713-780-3776, the number to call in tonight. Liga MX, the Apertura semifinal legs, they have been determined. It will be Pumas Club America, as we all know, and Tigres Chivas. The number to call in here. A quick word here for Kick Cancer, and I got to get this out there because Kick Cancer Soccer Clinics are all to benefit the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. It's a 501c charity, cccfund.org, to sign up. All the funds are earmarked for pediatric cancer research. We got some great clubs that are hosting this. Cypher Dynamos, Eclipse, Albion Hurricanes. I think the Dynamos right now have Cyfair have got a number of people signed up. We need more at Eclipse. We need more at Albion Hurricane. Texas Rush will do it in January. San Antonio Scorpions will get well over 100 in January with the San Antonio soccer community in honor of Nico Castro Ramirez. And we got some great work going on down there. But come on, locally, we got to pull our weight here. So we're hoping to get more people signing up. I'm short of begging and pleading here. It's cccfund.org. Now we have Tyler Derrick, Ricardo Clark, Paul Rogers, the Dynamo goalkeeper coach, Kalia Ojai, Stephanie Oaks from the Dash. We got ex-pros. We got young men and women that have beaten cancer that are going to speak to the kids. Eileen Dowd is one of those. Freddie Reyes is another. In fact, Freddie has beaten it three times. So this is more than just soccer. College coaches will be there. Texas A&M's G. Guerreri. Ian Spooner of San Jacinto. We're getting more people coming on board all the time, but we need campers. We need people to get involved here. And these soccer clubs deserve a big pat on the back because this is grassroots. It's not a corporate thing. It's grassroots. It's only $55. Youth players, five on up. Fun, lots of playing, mixing with pros, ex-pros, college coaches, great staffs. Do it. Please help us. Sign up at cccfund.org for Kick Cancer. It's coming up the 11th and 12th here in Houston. Kick Cancer, cccfund.org. Every year, 10,000 children are diagnosed with cancer. Your children are healthy. Take stock in that. Cancer is the leading death cause in all of children. We will take a break. Tyler, take us away. Much to come here. John Gaunt, the old owner of the Houston Dynamos, will join me next.
ESPN 97.5.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go in here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.